two home runs off Clayton Kershaw in the eighth inning last night to erase a 3-1 deficit in Los Angeles, and then Howie Kendrick connected for a grand slam in the 10th inning off former Cardinals pitcher Joe Kelly. The Nationals beat the Dodgers 7-3 to win that series 3-2. In the American League, the Tampa Rays play a winner-take-all Game 5 at Houston tonight against the Astros. The winner will take on the New York Yankees in the American League Championship Series. The St. Louis Blues are also in action tonight. They'll play in Ottawa. The Blues are unbeaten in regulation this year at 2-0-1. Jordan Binnington has been the starting goaltender in all three of the Blues games, but Jake Allen will make his first start of the season in net tonight. News, weather, traffic, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour, brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, located eastbound Manchester Road, just west of the I-270 overpass. If you're looking for a restaurant that has exquisite surf and turf, white tablecloth dining, and a very calm and relaxed atmosphere, Surf and Sirloin is your place. You don't stay open for 25 years in the restaurant business unless you're doing something right. And at Surf and Sirloin, owners Harry and Karajanis, Harry and Stavro Karajanis, would like to thank you, the St. Louis listening audience, for keeping them open and doing excellent work in the restaurant business for 25 years. Located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270 and serving only USDA prime beef, make reservations by calling 822-3637. 822-3637. Download the app Open Table or online at their website, surfandsirloin.com. The 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number 3 of the large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion.
From top to tire and bumper to bumper, Zisser Tire and Auto does it all. Zisser Tire and Auto is a full-service auto repair shop where you'll always get personalized service. At Zisser, they understand that life doesn't stop for auto repairs. Don't let that check engine light add to your stress. Let Zisser take your worries away. Plus, Zisser also carries all of the top tire brands. Zisser Tire and Auto has 3 locations to serve you in Delwood, Wentzville, and Afton. Check them out online at ZisserTire.com.
Hey, St. Louis, where are you watching football this season? I've got a suggestion. Eddie McVay here from Maggie O'Brien's, inviting you down to both our locations for all of your football needs. Sure, we've got TVs everywhere you turn, but I know it's the $4 Jameson shots, $7 Bud pitchers, and all the food starting at just $7 that really brings you in. And again, a big thank you to all the people from the STL for helping Maggie O's make 40 years of memories. Visit us anytime on South Lindbergh and Sunset Hills or at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next us.
Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives. Running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing on earth like the NFL. And there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. No one gives you more ways to win online than MyBookie. They've got faster payouts and better lines than any other sports action and on-site. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie also offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Plus, if you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a part. When all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. So don't sit on the sidelines this season. Get in the game with MyBookie. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart. Bet with the best at MyBookie. And if you sign up today, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. Go to MyBookie now and enter promo code RADIO to redeem this exclusive offer. That's promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Our greatest discoveries come when we stop searching. We set up our Palomino tent camper in Lake Park Campground, Rapid City, South Dakota. Every day another adventure. Mount Rushmore, Devil's Tower, the Badlands. And between the obligatory day trips, we play catch. Beneath the endless sky, away from the stress of work, just father and son. Whap, the ball would hit the glove. Whap again. Then I heard it. The answer to the ancient Zen mystery. The sound of one hand clapping. Whap. Take a trip. Clear your mind. Go RV.
For the rest of your life.
Buy Early Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Buy Early Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Buy Early. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just 3 blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Thank you, Kate. Let the show begin.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn about.
Nice gray, rainy day. Good day for sex. For you unmarried folks.
Yeah, it is.
Unless you're in prison.
Well, no day is a good day then.
So join his partners.
Unless you're Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
Oh,
if Matt ever goes to prison, they already know what he likes.
Pungent odor.
Oh, but that's probably part of it.
That's what he likes?
No. It could be part of it. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 11th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Brinton Vision. Now, some people like to be Brinton Vision. I just say Brinton, B-R-I-N-T-O-N Vision. The name is because of Dr. Jason Brinton. He's sort of the captain of that ship, and it's a very impressive ship, too. Look, when I was younger, if I could have, I would have ignored my eyes, but I've had bad vision since I was a little kid, so I couldn't. And those of you who are making a mistake, we'll talk after this.
Hey!
At the control board, just back from outdoors. Just stepped out to take a couple of drags on a cancer stick, but he's back in now. Mm-hmm. I guess you smoked over in Great Britain, too.
Oh, yeah, I
smoked. Does your dad, Dave, does he smoke?
He does smoke.
Okay. All right.
Soon all the cool kids are doing
cigarettes.
It.
Soon to be a daddy. How many days in counting till the baby's born?
18.
18 days. Now, that's give or take a week or two.
Right, yeah.
Could be today.
That's when the scheduled birth is.
The due date.
The due date.
But you know,
no idea when
it could be Tuesday. Next Tuesday. Yeah.
It could be tonight.
Anytime he will, and we'll have to change, I guess, his introduction. Not just the 19 years in Great Britain, but we'll have to include that he's a daddy in there somewhere. Of course, we will keep in that for 10 of those 19 years, he lived in Birmingham, England. It'd be funny if your little son's first words were, "Daddy, how come you talk so funny?" You know?
And then you hey, man, if you can form a sentence out of his first words, then heck
genius.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I was
speaking,
I was talking in full sentences when I was 8 weeks old, but that's just me.
I think it'd be even funnier if the kid came out Chinese.
Not funny to Limey.
Oh.
Funnier and funnier every day.
Trevor Limestone, Limey, Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Please, somebody call up and offer Tim a job so he can leave this show.
A little bit of friction here.
Man, simmer down there, simmer down.
I'm all right.
Bill Clavlin just shared some exciting news with us that he has a cap that didn't fit exactly right, and he washed it and put it in the dryer. Now it fits perfectly. So nice.
That is as exciting as my life gets.
Well,
right
that's
there.
Sad. That's wow, very sad. But you know what is exciting is that you're here and you didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound. Or
Where was the O'Connell?
Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Wouldn't it be great if Gino, our engineer, could come up with a piece of equipment that could take that audio and separate what each one of us is saying? We have no idea what the other people...
I can
people,
only hear me when I shout. Like,
and I barely know what I'm saying. We're just all over the place. But hey, sometimes we find things and we just can't let them go. We'll keep doing it till the end of time, probably. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
He's still a man without a sponsor.
Yes.
Sad. Dan, say hello to anyone you want.
I would like to say hi to anyone that would like to sponsor me. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com.
Don't make it quite so sad.
It's okay. Okay.
It sounds like desperation.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not desperation. But it's close. It's close.
Hi, and thanks to anyone that would like to sponsor me, FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. And hello to everyone.
See, yeah, that's if you sound up, yeah. It's not a sympathy thing.
Hi, everyone.
Well, our next guest, that's what I would say if I had like a real show, like a TV show or something, worked at Denny's, worked at Wendy's, worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken, worked in the mall. He gave out tokens. He was the distributor to Mall Arcade. Sold knives door-to-door, sold beard Bush Stadium, was a DJ at a roller rink, was an investigative reporter for a crime magazine. That's right. I stuck something else in there because he was. Now he's the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. That's this show that you're listening to. He is in charge of and the only person certified or qualified to set or reset our digital clock. Let's check that time. It's 5:21:07, 5:21:08, 5:21:09, 5:21:10. Now let's check the U.S. Naval Observatory time. Boom! Perfect. Perfect. In sync. He's also our newsman, our news director. He's an author. And one other thing. Yes. If you look under your car and there's a GPS tracking device, it may have been put there by this guy because he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
That reminds me, I also used to be a Little League soccer referee, and I got this kid's father banned from coming on church grounds for a year because of his verbal assault on me.
I'm writing it down, Little League soccer referee. Got it.
And baseball ump. I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any of their pre-owned cars on the lot. They have 40 on the lot that are under $10,000 a piece, and they are giving away the 2019 models left on their lot. $6,000 off sticker on every 2019 Chevy Cruze. $18,000 off sticker on every 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT. Give them a call at 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, when you contact them, please make sure you let them know you're AM and the PM at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
I might have misheard, but it sounded like you said crew crab.
I did, and I'm going to... It's tough to say. Say it.
Crew cab?
Silverado crew cab.
That was tough.
Say it three. No. The whole foot.
Well, wait. You didn't have to say it three times. You only said it once.
Silverado crew cab.
See, even you did it. It's not tough.
I didn't do it. I screwed it up. I can't do it three times in a row.
Silverado crew
cab. I hope they sell them all, so I have to quit saying that.
Well, what you don't know is, for the fishermen out there, there is a Silverado Crew crab truck, and it'll hold all the crabs you want to pile in it when you back up to the dock after you bring the boat in. So, see, it wasn't exactly a mistake.
Thanks for saving me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is kind, Jim.
And, Ratboy says he will be going to Johnny Londoff to look at one of those crew crab trucks, but he's not going to put crabs in the back.
You said tucks. You said crew crab tucks.
The whole show's going to hell.
Yeah. And you're not familiar with the tux, the special tuxedo?
No.
Idiots. Oh, sometimes when you get a fully loaded pickup truck, it's so nice, it's not even thought of as a truck. It's more like a limo. Mm. And a lot of times people will wear what they call the crew cab tux. Oh. And because it's such a nice, such a luxurious truck, that it deserves to be driven by someone well-dressed. So, see, you're an idiot, and you didn't even know that. You thought I made a mistake.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Right. You can take your crew cab and head downtown and pick up a whole bunch of prostitutes and put them in the back, then you'd have a crew crab. That goes to yesterday from all the STDs. Yeah.
Hang on, listen.
Number one.
Hang on, listen, let the laughter die down. Okay, start the music here. Yeah. What are you hauling at the Red Boy? What are you putting in the back? Oh, yes, well, of course he does. Would you please show your appreciation for terrific polka music? Not just ordinary, but terrific polka music. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Hey, before you start, can I share a real quick joke I just read online?
Can.
I don't know. This is on Instagram, and some guy
posted. It's not that Mike Shield.
No.
Play that.
Some guy just posted this. He says, "Saved some money this year and bought Halloween candy at Aldi. I sure hope the kids like Skittles and Four Musketeers."
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that's funny.
Skittles. Four Musketeers.
Missed it by
that
much.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Limey, your eyes are good?
Yeah.
You know they're good? You know that inside they're good? Or you just had your vision checked and you could see the chart? You don't really know about the health of your eyes.
No, I've got a 20/20 vision.
No, yeah. That's not just... No, that's not the health of...
You described it a couple weeks ago.
That's not the health.
20 inches away and 20 feet away.
That's not the health of your
eyes. I got 20/20.
So you don't know that your eyes are healthy. No, you don't. You know your vision is good.
I know they're brown.
Next, Bill, have you ever had your eyes really checked, like in every angle and the health of your eyes? Not your vision. The answer is no. Dan,
glasses.
I don't have to ask because you've got...
Yes.
I know
yes,
that you...
Tenfold.
Yes, and Tim Woodburn, other than prescriptions for some glasses, have you ever had your eyes really examined, like 90 minutes of thorough looking inside your eye?
Well, yeah, I mean, I had LASIK surgery. We talked about that before.
Well, prior to that, but that was 20 years ago, because prior to that, they had to look at your eyes, but that's old technology and old news. Since
I wore
then,
glasses for 15 years before that.
Okay, and since then, not really?
One time I had a procedure done to see if I was eligible for replacement LASIK surgery, and they told me I wasn't.
They told you were.
That was a couple years ago.
Dr. Jason Renton might find otherwise, and that's the thing about this guy. He is an incredibly brilliant surgeon. He does not take chances and does not take risks. If you are not a candidate, there's a lady who works here at the station who has inferior steepening. It's a corneal irregularity condition. And I said, talk to Dr. Brenton. She went there, and she had the 90-minute thorough ocular analysis because he said 75% of the time, people with inferior steepening actually can have LASIK. But then he told Melissa, unfortunately, she's in the 25%. My point in sharing that with you is this. He's not in the business of taking risks with people's vision. He's in the business of giving you perfect vision if you're a candidate. And even though you were told by someone else, years ago, days ago, that you're not a candidate, you weren't talking to Dr. Brenton. You weren't at Brenton Vision. Now, if you were, and they told you you're not a candidate, well, you know what? As Scott Sherman likes to say, too bad, so sad, but that's life, and that's the way it is. It is a 90-minute thorough examination of your eyes. There is no prodding or poking or needles. You are not going to... It doesn't hurt. They'll feel anything. In fact, it's a pretty incredible experience, and you will probably... Look, I've told you before, and I'm going to keep saying this. In the last 30 years, I've seen 16 ophthalmologists in 6 states. I've never had as thorough an examination as I had a couple of weeks ago at Brenton Vision. So what I'm going to ask you is this. Do you love wearing glasses or contacts? If the answer is yes, I really love it, then you don't need to go see Dr. Brenton. He is a corneal and lens specialist. The procedures that he performs, and there are 7 of them, just corneal, not including the lens, are procedures that have corrected the vision of thousands of people. LASIK, basic LASIK, is done lots of places, But there are alternatives and variations of LASIK that few people do and perform and do right. And he's one of those people. His name is Brinton, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, Dr. Jason Brinton. And 6 years ago, he gave me vision that I never, ever thought I would have and haven't had since I was a little bitty kid. Didn't even have it as a little kid. I think I was born nearsighted because I have no memory of anything that, other than being nearsighted from the time I was second, third grade. And then here as a middle-aged, older person, I finally find somebody who can give me the vision I always wished I had, and I'm just grateful that I have it for the rest of my life, hopefully. Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, BrintonVision.com. He's in Creve Coeur. They're on North New Ballast Road, 314-375-2020, and this is so important. He's a brand new advertiser on this show. We need partners, and we want them to be happy, and we want them to stay with us. And they're tracking every person that comes in that clinic. And they want to know how they got there and where they came from. It is absolutely important that when you go, you make sure they know your AM and the PM and you're there because of this show. Do that for us, will you? And if you hadn't even planned on having your eyes examined, my goodness, folks, it's $120 for 90 minutes of the most thorough exam you'll probably ever have. Worth every penny. BrintonVision.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota,
and he's here. Courtesy of Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. The preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Hockey fans will never get tired of hearing that. And real quickly, before I introduce Bill, Window World has just announced a new recipient of their generosity for charity, starting with the trivia night, well, actually before that, but next year's trivia night will not be for St. Jude. St. Jude's a wonderful place. It's going to be focused locally on Actions for Autism. So I think that is a big deal, and I think there are a lot more people whose kids have autism and Asperger's than we can ever imagine. And more about that later, but congratulations to Window World and to Action for Autism. You've just partnered with a fantastic bunch of people at Window World. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cleveland. How are you, Bill?
Good. Thank you for asking. I would like to begin. Is Scott Sherman still in the room?
No.
Sorry, he left.
Scott said no.
I left earlier. Real quick, Frank, don't throw that away just yet. Don't throw that away just yet.
Okay.
I've got a call. I've got a couple messages from listeners. Apparently, you said it's October the 11th three times now
on today's show. You know
and I know because I just checked. Whose fault was it?
I don't think. I just look. Dan, I have. Let me explain this to people again. When I come in and do the show, I only have one piece of paper in front of me. It's this. And here's what it says. Date. It says 10-11.
I'll be darned.
And now if you said it, I know today's the 10th.
Thanks, Gary.
But this is Dan's, one of his few jobs. Few jobs. What and he can't
other,
get it right.
Yep.
Okay, one job. and then here's what it says. 3 o'clock hour. And it says, you know, Johnny Londo, it says Ballast Dental Care, the Brinton Vision, and then it has Scott Sherman on it. And that's it. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 things written on here, and one of them is the date, and he didn't even get that right.
Thanks, Gary.
So it is the 10th. Thank you, Gary, because I did it without thinking. I'm just looking up, and it says October 11th. It is the 10th. Way to go, Dan. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I have a brick outside of Gate 1. Section E to prove that I am the world's worst producer.
Yes, there you is, do. It says, actually Strauss, says that on
the world's worst producer.
Well, you know what? Everybody should be best or worst at something.
Yeah.
At least it sets you apart from other people.
I'm the best at the worst.
I would watch out if I was you, Bill, because in the last hour, Limey has already asked the listening audience to hire me away from the show, and he just ratted out Dan.
I know.
You're next.
Careful. Hey.
That's the way they roll over there.
Okay. I will tell everyone that I always look to the future. I always look forward.
All right. So, okay. Like the 11th.
Yeah.
Which is not today, but tomorrow.
So, in honor of the St. Louis Cardinals and Washington Nationals, I have some trivia questions. Not about sports, really.
Oh, now I know why Scott stuck around. So he can win.
Yeah, right. So he can win, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
So the answers to the trivia questions, I will just say at the top, it will be either something that happened in St. Louis or something that happened in Washington, D.C. So the questions from
those two
areas. Yeah. So,
but, good.
But,
then I can,
but before right. I can play. Before I begin the trivia questions, I've learned this today. I couldn't really figure out how to answer this, ask this in a trivia question, but I thought it was very interesting. So we all know what the seventh inning stretch is. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Baseball. Say, yes.
Get up.
And they play take me out to the ball game and say, okay, do you know how that got started?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Ask me how.
How?
Did this... I saw your post on Facebook.
Oh, you can't answer, you cheater.
Oh.
I don't know.
So, President William Howard Taft was at a baseball game in Washington, D.C., and he decided to stand up and...
He had to cut one. He stood up to cut
no,
one.
No, he yeah. stood up and stretched his legs in the seventh inning, and everyone in the crowd thought he was leaving, so to be respectful, they all stood up. Thinking he was going to leave. He wasn't leaving. Oh. He was just stretching his legs. Sat back down.
That expression, stretch, you're not stretching your legs. They're the same length as they were. You're not stretching them. Why don't you just say, straighten your legs. Stand up. But think about it. Stretch your legs only means stand up. So why don't you say stand up? Why don't you stretch
them? Okay, Howard Taft stood up at a baseball game.
Yeah, the seventh inning stand-up.
The seventh inning stand-up. That's correct.
People stretch their upper torso when they stretch. They get up, you know, and they do the whole right to left, you know, the arms and everything.
I guess you could stretch your muscles.
You can stretch your legs.
Fine, Rosie.
Oh my goodness.
That's a reference to something earlier that so far, at this point at least, Bill is the MVP of the show.
Thank you.
For the Rosie comment.
All right, here we go. I've just got 13 questions, so let's blow through these. Question number one. What company built the first space capsule that went into outer space?
Scott.
Yes, Scott?
Come on. McDonnell Douglas.
That is correct.
Oh, this is the end of why. I'm already tired of this.
How do you even know that?
This is just the beginning, folks.
My dad retired from McDonald's.
That's a good story.
Yeah. You know, now remember I told you, St. Louis and Washington, D.C. Those are the two. Okay. Second question. Completed in 1874, what was the first arched steel truss bridge in the world? I'm not finished. When it was first proposed, it was scoffed at as impossible to build.
Scott.
Yes.
Eads Bridge.
That is correct.
All right. I think it's clear that before the show, you get with Scott. He pays you.
Absolutely.
Make me look smart.
Absolutely. That is no.
You act like he's beating you to the answers. Yeah. You wouldn't have known it anyway.
Of course I don't know it. Right. I'm not acting like anything. Okay. I don't know the answer.
All right. That's pretty cool, though, the Eads Bridge.
That
we get. Okay.
No, that is actually pretty cool.
Who was the first president to live in the White House?
Oh. Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Eisenhower.
Oh, my. Eisenhower?
I don't know.
Frank.
Yes.
George Washington.
Incorrect.
Limey.
Yes, Limey?
Andrew Jackson?
Nope.
Scott.
Yes.
John Adams.
John Adams.
It's unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. This is actually ridiculous.
You know what? The audience is already bored.
Oh, my goodness.
They're already tired of that.
All right.
I'll blame them.
The first Olympics to be held in the United States took place on what college campus?
Scott.
Yes?
Washington University.
Washington University. Man. That is correct. I can't remember
St.
the name
Louis.
Of the
Jumped
field.
In,
but,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Scott, why don't you just go ahead without the questions and give us all the answers?
I will, but Bill will disqualify me.
It's like he almost doesn't even need to hear the question.
Yeah. I don't need to hear all of it, but that's one of the rules.
That's right. You can't jump in early. Let me finish. The largest Japanese garden in North America is located where?
Bill. Scott.
Damn.
No, you can't. No, I can't. Yes, Scott?
The Botanical Garden in St. Louis.
Yes, the Missouri Botanical Garden. Wow. That is correct.
Scott, are you ever going to get one right?
The first public park west of the Mississippi River is what?
Limey? Forest Park?
Nope.
Damn.
Idiot.
Yeah.
First public park.
Brilliant.
Anybody?
Ooh.
First park. What? No, was it the first public park?
The first public park west of the Mississippi River is what? Yes, Tim.
Florissant Park.
Scott. Yeah?
Is it O'Fallon Park?
No.
Tilly's
no,
Park?
No, it's Lafayette Park.
All right. Wow, damn. Scott, you're stupid.
Yeah.
Lafayette Park.
Good job, Dan. Okay.
Way to go, Dan.
When it opened in 1884, this was the tallest structure in the world.
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Washington Monument.
That is correct. Woo! Yeah.
Somebody got one besides Scott, everybody.
Good job. And the Eiffel Tower took its place in 1889 in Paris. Mm.
What's the one where people go, ooh, yuck, I don't want to go in there. Oh, the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Let me tell you why that wasn't funny.
Yeah.
You would know. You're an expert.
All right. This is also, I think, kind of interesting. Only one president is buried in Washington, D.C.
Who Scott.
Is the president? Yes? Scott?
Kennedy.
No. He's in Arlington, Virginia.
Idiot.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower is buried in Abilene, Kansas, I think.
Okay.
Why?
Everybody?
Limey?
Yes.
George Washington?
No.
Frank?
Yes.
Abe Lincoln?
No, that's in Illinois, Springfield, Illinois. Do you have a guess, Tim?
I don't.
Okay, Woodrow Wilson.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Woodrow.
Woodrow, yes. Woodrow Wilson.
Nobody ever names your kid that anymore.
No.
That is not a great baby name, is it? Hey, what's your little baby's name? Woodrow.
Woodrow.
Little Woodrow. Little Woody.
All right. This actually is a sports question. Washington, D.C.'s first baseball team started in 1901. They were not officially called the Nationals back then. What was their name?
Tim.
Ooh, Tim got it.
Senators.
That is correct.
Ooh. It's 23-1-1.
To nothing.
Another sort of sports question. The St. Louis Blues, as we all know, named after the song St. Louis Blues.
Da, 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 da.
Who wrote that classic song?
Scott.
Yes?
Scott Joplin.
Oh, that's not what I have here.
No?
Is that Janis Joplin's younger brother?
You're right.
Dan. Yes, Kurt Dan? Cobain.
Kurt Cobain, no. Anybody?
No.
Nope.
W.C. Handy.
Andy? Never
would have
got that.
WC
Handy. All right. A few more. Washington, D.C. uses...
Who wrote the song, Stop Playing With Yourself or You'll Go Blind? WC Handjob.
I thought you were going to say Jack Handy.
Oh, goodness. Washington, D.C.
Harry Handy. Go ahead.
Washington, D.C. uses letters instead of numbers for its street names. However, and there's always
a however in life.
Didn't think about that. There's only one letter that they don't use because when the city was built, this letter did not exist.
Whoa. Letter didn't.
Learn that today.
Frank.
Yes.
X.
Nope.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Y.
No.
What?
You guys can throw a letter out and
Frank, move along. Frank,
yes.
W.
It's not W.
Frank Z.
No. The answer.
Already tried. I said X.
The answer is J. The letter
Dan.
J. Yes.
J.
Dan, almighty. You're a genius.
You are smart. All right.
Spelled with a J.
Two more. What three cheeses?
Cheese. All right, Red Boy.
Are blended together to create Provel.
Oh.
Frank.
Yes.
Pro and Vel.
That's just
no,
two.
And that's only two.
Yeah, that's two.
You are disqualified.
Sorry.
Anybody else?
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Mozzarella, Gouda, and Swiss.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
Trevor, no?
Yeah, I'll take one. Mozzarella, Asiago, and then... I have no idea.
Okay, no.
What's the one everybody hates? What's the one nobody likes to taste, though? Not so good.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thank you. A lot of bombs today.
Is there minor league Vel cheese, too?
Hear the silence. Hear the silence.
Even my people aren't clapping.
Or amateur Vel. It would be amateur Vel, I guess.
Okay, good.
Is provolone in there?
Okay. Swiss, provolone, and cheddar.
Ah. Come on now.
Those are the three. All right.
It's a nice cheese.
And the last but not least, and as always, not a moment too soon, which two soft drinks, I'm not talking about iced tea, which two soft drinks were introduced at the 1904 World's Fair?
Limey.
Yes. Two.
Dr. Pepper and 7-Up.
That is right.
Whoa!
Yeah. Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Wow.
23-1, 1-2
It's my fault. I actually invited him to stick around.
All right.
Sorry about that. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Your segment went too long.
I know. I'm sorry. I just looked at the time.
I didn't have time to tell,
that was great.
Tell a joke. If you missed the breaking news earlier, let's make it quick. Matt Lauer likes anal sex. Something about that story, I just think. Phil, he has to just be mortified, what? But he's the one that admitted it.
And who looks just like him?
Get out of here.
Here, realtors. I have a thing about realtors. One, there are too many realtors. Even realtors would admit there are too many realtors. And then they do these cutesy things like, you know, spouses selling houses and stuff. Here's the new one. Because I got a place at the lake. I've been trying to sell it for years. I can't sell it. And so once the listing ends, here come all the mailers for the realtors. And the big thing now for the last few years is it's always the team. The something team. Let's say Tim's a realtor. The Woodburn team. Let the Woodburn team sell you. Really? I mean, they have the most lame, ridiculous, I'll say cheesy.
Steve.
Thank you, Rat Boy. Our team. Let our team go to bat for you and sell your house. Come on,
the
people.
Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy, that was just on. And they have a real estate company, he and his wife. And it's like Evers and Evers. His last name's Evers. And so they call it Evers and Evers. And we'll make you happy for Evers and Evers.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's a cute one. How about just sell somebody's house? You need all that little cutesy stuff. All right, this joke. It's by request. I got an email asking me. And sometimes I think, well, has it been long enough? I think it has for this one. So, Shirley, here we go. Ladies, come in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It starts off with a horrible incident. It's a pregnant woman in a bank, and she's carrying triplets, and some bank robbers burst into the bank and rob the bank, and in the process have a shootout with the bank guard, and this pregnant woman gets shot 3 times in the stomach. Each of her little babies, she's carrying triplets, takes a bullet, but they live. The bullets enter each of the little babies in a way it's not life-threatening. So when she's in the hospital, she goes, my goodness, I hope our babies are okay. I got shot 3 times. He said, ma'am, it's like a miracle. We've done ultrasounds and we've checked. Your babies are fine. You should go to full term. They should be normal, healthy babies. But it's not worth the risk of removing the bullets. They're going to grow up, and hopefully at some point, maybe the bullets will find a way to exit naturally. So sure enough, 3 healthy babies, 2 girls and a boy, triplets. They grow up, and they're 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, and obviously they all have the same birthday because they're triplets. So funny, I mean, I haven't even did the punchline yet.
I remember this joke. I turned off my mic.
You're laughing already? No, you're already laughing.
Yes. Bill does it as well.
That's good. That's a good thing. It's a funny joke. So on the 16th birthday, these 3 triplets are all, you know, in a good mood. It's all their birthdays, a big deal. But one of the girls, there's 2 girls and a boy, comes running to her mother crying, and she's so upset. She says, something horrible has happened. Her mom says, what is it, honey? She says, I was peeing, and I heard a plinking sound in the toilet, and I looked in, and I pulled this out. It's like a piece of metal or something. And her mom said, oh, sweetie, I've never told you. And she tells her the story about when she was carrying them. She took 3 bullets in a robbery. She said, that's a bullet you've been carrying, and you just passed it. It's not a big deal at all. I'm just so glad it's finally out of your body. Whew, what a relief. The girl goes away. And then moments later, comes another daughter, and she's crying and hysterical. Oh, this horrible's happened. And she says, let me guess. You and your sister and your brother, you're all triplets. It seemed like the same things happened at the same time. Did you pass a piece of metal on the toilet? She goes, oh, yeah. How did you know? And she tells her the story. When I was pregnant with you 3, I was in a robbery. I took 3 bullets. Each of you took a bullet. And then later that afternoon, her son, one of the triplets, comes running to her, and he is sobbing. He's hysterical. She says, Bobby, Let me guess. You were going to the bathroom and you passed a piece of metal and he goes, no, it's horrible. It's horrible. I was playing with myself and I shot our dog.
Get a check on traffic. Here's Dory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. Accident blocking the left lane northbound 270 before Olive. You have accidents westbound 70 at Zumbel and westbound 4064 east of 364. They wrapped up crashes eastbound 44 west of Six Flags and westbound 44 west of Pacific. And you've got heavy rain volume on all the interstates. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at unbound.org. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Our greatest discoveries come when we stop searching. We set up our Palomino tent camper in Lake Park Campground, Rapid City, South Dakota. Every day another adventure. Mount Rushmore, Devil's Tower, the Badlands. And between the obligatory day trips, we played catch. Beneath the endless sky, away from the stress of work, just father and son. Whap, the ball would hit the glove. Whap again. Then I heard it. The answer to the ancient Zen mystery. The sound of one hand clapping. Whap. Take a trip. Clear your mind. Go RV.
For the rest of your life.
Fire the train.
Byron, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Dallas, Texas, here we come. That's where Mike Evans is. You know the sponsor, Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Located next door to each other, closed only on Monday, east of most of the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And why wait till the holidays to give somebody a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market? People buy them all year long. They sell thousands a year. They're both incredibly run. And when you have dinner or lunch at Smokehouse, one, you need to make reservations. Two, please step next door. I'm sorry, when you have lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's, please step next door to the Smokehouse Market. You'll be really glad you did. Here he is from Dallas, Texas. Mike Evans, everybody. Refreshing.
Had a stress test and valve, heart valve test today.
Hey, I had a stress test yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Honestly?
I had a myocardial perfusion imaging stress test. Took 2 hours.
Ooh. Yeah, that's what mine took, about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Did they put dye in your veins and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, they did that whole thing.
Yeah.
Came out great, man. Did you do the treadmill?
No, of course.
How'd you do on the treadmill?
I did fine.
How fast did your heart get?
150.
Show up. No.
What'd you get?
136.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Beat 14
beats. Well, maybe they were trying to kill me. They weren't trying to kill you.
Wow, really? You got up to 150. How old are you?
No, let's not go there. 69.
No,
69.
Huh?
Hey, knock it off. Knock it off.
69.
Really?
Yeah.
You're that old?
Oh, you're older than I am.
No, no, I'm 72.
Yeah.
And
what?
I know why he said that. He's seen me. I look young. I look very young.
Yeah.
Young, healthy.
They want me to get to 126. Uh-huh. They wanted me to get to 126. I got to 136.
They told me my minimum would be 131. That if they had to, they could stop it there. But they'd like to see more like 150.
Mike, he might be 69, but he reads on a 72-year-old level.
That's right. I do. Thank you.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yesterday, our pop quiz question, the oldest pizza chain today, name the name of the oldest fast food chain. Fast food chain, Dunkin' Donuts, White Castles, Dairy Queen, A&W Root Beer. Answer in a minute. It is Movie Review Friday, and we start off with Gemini Man, that technically it is magic. But that's where the magic ends. Sorry, the story of Will Smith being an over-the-hill hitman doing battle with a younger clone of himself sounds like it might be interesting, but it's not
at all.
It
actually doesn't even sound interesting. It sounds ridiculous.
Will Smith couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
Mm.
He hasn't had a hit movie. I can't remember the last hit movie he had.
Hancock.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
It's not just Will's acting. It's slow pace. Ridiculous dialogue, and sometimes it's just flat ass boring. However,
and there's always a life.
Just because of the high tech of special effects, I'm going to give it 2 stars. That's it, 2 stars.
Okay.
With Halloween around the corner, here comes the Addams Family. Dun dun dun
dun dun.
Yeah.
Eat.
Okay. An animated film with the voices supplied by Oscar Isaac, Charlize Theron, and Bette Midler and others. It's fun, but boy, is it brainless. Kids under 12 will love it, but if you're over 12, you're not going to like it. Rated PG, I'm going to give it 2 stars just because it's a kids movie and you can take the kids. Remember, Joker, 4 stars. Judy, 4 stars. Downton Abbey, 3.5 stars. Chapter 2, 3 stars. Are all playing, so there are some good films out there, but these two being released today and tomorrow, just not that good. Speaking of Halloween, the most popular costumes this year are expected to be the Joker, Chapter 2 characters, Stranger Things kids. Have you seen that television show, Stranger Things kids?
No.
Oh, yeah. One minute.
No.
What the?
You talk for 2 minutes about the stress test. Sorry.
And male and female Mr. Rogers.
What?
I guess great stuff.
Female Mr. Rogers?
Male and female sexy Mr. Rogers dressed up in little high skirts.
That's the world we live in.
That's hot. That.
And finally, I guess. I mean, I have such good stuff.
No.
That's great stuff for you.
Talked about our hearts for too long.
Get peed on. I don't know.
30 seconds.
What's the oldest fast food chain? A&W Root Beer, Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts. Well, White Castle or Dairy Queen? Give it up.
I'll go A&W.
A&W.
Dairy Queen.
I'll go A&W, but I like the idea of a Dunkin' Donuts place.
Number 4, Dunkin' Donuts. Number 3, Dairy Queen. Yes. Number 2, White Castle.
Yes.
Number 1, A&W Root Beer.
Yeah!
I'm Mike Evans. Have a great day. I got a strong heart to kick game, Mike Evans said.
Who did I win with? Tim? You?
And me.
Dan. All right. Hey, thank you for being with us. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. They would really appreciate that, and they need that. And thank you for being with us. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and your mind miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9ofthefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Plenty of things to talk about in the National Football League, but of course we start with Major League Baseball on FS1 in about 7 minutes from now. Game number 5, winner take all, the ALDS in Houston. Astros and Rays, Tyler Glasnow against Garrett Cole in the pitching matchup. Cole so far this postseason has a 1-0 record and has not given up a single run. Meanwhile, in the National Football League, Todd Gurley, LA Rams, a bit banged up as head coach Sean McVay on it.
Even though we did play on a Thursday, you know, we want to be smart with him. And then, you know, I think he's earned the right to be able to, let's get through this week and then let's see. And then we'll be able to make a better decision. I'd be able to better answer that question a little bit later on this week.
Meanwhile, Patriots and Giants tonight. From Foxborough, kickoff times at 8:20 Eastern. Patriots right now, 17-point favorites in this affair. I'm David Gascon.
We are.